Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on this Friday morning. 43 degrees. The top Senate Republican is not on board with President Trump's latest coronavirus relief proposal.
President Trump told Fox Business Network he is willing to go even higher on coronavirus relief than the latest White House proposal of $1.8 trillion.
I would, because look, this was not caused by our workers and our people. This was caused by China. And China will pay us back in one form or another.
That sum, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, is too big a sell for his Republican members.
Why not do what we can agree to do, which I think argues for a smaller package?
McConnell plans a vote next week on a $500 billion proposal focusing on aid for small businesses, schools, and unemployment benefits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi dismisses that as insufficient. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas health officials say this is a good time to get your annual flu shot.
KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says with everything else going on, this is not a year to pass it up.
It's important that you get your flu vaccine. And I think the timing now through the end of the month is a good time to get it. I got my flu shot yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I want to remind you to get yours. The flu vaccine protects you and your families and your community.
Flu shots are available through multiple locations and providers, including many pharmacies. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At least 147 University of Kansas employees are taking an early retirement buyout this year as the school looks to cut costs amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Provost Barbara Bickelmeyer said that unit leaders across campus have asked to fill roughly 20% of the positions that will be vacated through the program. The Lawrence Journal World reports she said discussions about which positions will be filled are ongoing, and many of the roles will remain vacant. The university announced the buyout program in June because of anticipated enrollment drops that ultimately weren't as large as officials feared. To qualify, employees must meet certain criteria. The buyout amounts to a lump sum cash payment of $100,000 or an employee fiscal year 2021 budgeted base salary, whichever is lower. The bulk of the buyout participants are staff, with 134 submitting retirement notices. Just 13 faculty have done so.
Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting. Two West Coast cities have sued the federal government over their use of federal law enforcement during protests this summer.
Officials in Portland, Oregon and Oakland, California have sued Homeland Security and the Justice Department. They say they overstepped in their handling of summertime protests, specifically when the U.S. Marshal Service deputized Portland police. So the complaint cites the part of the 10th Amendment which says you can't make states enforce federal laws. While federal officials have said they had the right to protect federal property and that they were specifically deployed around federal courthouses, officials in Portland specifically cite the construction of a fence around that courthouse and say federal officers did not stick to the property around that courthouse. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Florida man is accused of setting fire to an abortion clinic.
20-year-old Everett Little of Fort Myers is accused of arson, criminal mischief, and using an incendiary device. Investigators say surveillance video shows him hurling a Molotov cocktail at a Planned Parenthood clinic. There were no injuries, and it's unclear how much damage was actually done to the building. The Lee County Sheriff's Office has not released a suspected motive, but Planned Parenthood has been the target of some pro-life activists in the past. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter tells KNSS News it's a mistake to judge all law enforcement officers
by the actions of a few we see in the national media. Easter says most officers are dedicated public servants.
You don't hear about those things. All we hear about is the things that have gone wrong. And, we make mistakes. We're human. There's going to be mistakes made, hopefully never to the level of what we've seen nationwide. But we'll hold them accountable to the mistakes that are made, including myself, and move on.
Jeff Easter, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We remain in an abnormally dry pattern across south-central Kansas, and we don't expect any chance of rain until possibly Tuesday night, and even then, it's less than 20%. With some cloud cover this morning, we expect to get to 67 for the high this afternoon, clear, breezy, 53 overnight, 77 and windy Saturday, cooler Sunday, and 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 43 degrees. 7:36 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Friday morning. A Puerto Rican man has pleaded guilty in the death of his 18-month-old granddaughter, who fell to her death from a cruise ship window while in his care. Salvatore Aneo was holding his granddaughter, Chloe, up to a window on the ship's 11th deck when she slipped out of his grasp. Her mother blames the cruise ship company for not making the deck area safer. Aneo was charged with negligent homicide last fall, later decided to change his plea from not guilty to guilty. The plea deal will allow him to avoid jail and serve probation from his home. Aneo will be formally sentenced on December 10th. That's quite a tragedy and scary, scary thing to think about. Something like that happening to your grandchild or while they're in your custody. 7:36, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And just a reminder, in a few, about 30 minutes from now, 45 minutes from now, we'll be speaking with our good friend Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as always on a Friday. We'll get a preview of the upcoming game. The Chiefs are playing at Buffalo on Monday, and so we'll be talking to Mitch coming up here in just a few minutes. Today is the 16th of October. It was on this date in 1991. A deadly shooting rampage took place in Killeen, Texas, as a gunman opened fire at a Luby's cafeteria, killing 23 people before taking his own life. Really, one of the first mass shootings that I can remember. That was in 1991 in Killeen, Texas. As a matter of fact, I believe when my son was stationed at Fort Hood several years ago in Texas, I believe we actually drove by that Luby's, and he pointed it out to me. That's where they had that mass shooting in 91. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Dr. Fauci was cautioning us a while ago. We were sharing that story. What's going to happen on Thanksgiving? If people are planning ahead with this pandemic, Thanksgiving could be a lot different this time around. Jan,
yeah,
what do
could.
You got? We got our guest with us?
No, huh?
Okay. We planned a guest here, but it looks like that person is not going to arrive. This morning.
Nope.
All right. I talked about Mitch coming up at 8:15 this morning. The advanced ballots went out this week, 2 days ago. I haven't got mine yet. If you're going to vote by mail, Sedgwick County has been sending the ballots out to you. And Shelly and I voted in the primary by mail, and I'm thinking that we checked that box and said we were going to do that by mail here at the Cup, the election on November 3rd. But so far, we haven't seen the ballots. So.
Huh. Well, you will.
What's your plan? You're going to plan in person? I'm not scared to go to the polls.
Right.
I'm really not, but it's just one of those things where it's more convenient this time. What are you going to do, Jad? Do you know?
Early on, I was planning to do the same thing. I was planning to just vote by mail, and then I ran out of time and didn't do it for the primary.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, you know what? That wasn't so bad, and they're opening up the Intrust Bank Arena for it this time, and I'm just kind of curious to see what that might look like. So I think I'll be trying to voting that way by going to an early voting site, either the Intrust Bank Arena or just going to one of the ones, closer to where I live when that becomes available.
And we've seen some advanced voting around the country, and apparently in many places the turnout has been very heavy. Now,
yeah,
what does that mean? There are going to be people voting. I just thought about this morning, as a matter of fact. I've got two grandsons now. They're both 20.
Right.
They're old enough to vote this time around. I haven't even talked to them, and I probably won't, about who they're going to vote for, if they're going to vote. But, this will be their first time to go to the polls. See how that works out. Early voting at the election office here in Sedgwick County begins on the 19th, which is next Tuesday. And you can go down to the old county courthouse and vote there. And Jad said, as you got the big voting event at Interest Bank Arena this year.
Right.
And I'm sure they'll space people out and wear a mask if you go.
Well, that's why it's that's why it's going to be at Interest. Have plenty of room. Yeah.
Plenty of room and space out. I mean, maybe it should be safe.
Safe and hopefully, you know, quick.
Yeah. I think everybody did. I was talking earlier this week. We had the banquet, the West High School Football Hall of Fame banquet at the Rolling Hills Country Club. And a big room out there. We've done, as a matter of fact, my class has done several reunions there, banquets there. And actually, with 90 people in there or so, they spread it out pretty good. We had our table with just mostly our family there. And everybody was wearing a mask and getting when they were not at their tables. I felt pretty good. I didn't hear anybody coughing or hacking or showing any symptoms. But the scary thing about this virus is that a lot of times nobody shows symptoms, and all of a sudden, there you go.
You're not going to know if you go to an event like that, if that was a super spreader event, until probably later.
But I basically kept my distance from just about everybody when I was talking to them. Okay. And I can protect my voice pretty well, even through a mask. They can understand what I'm saying. So, all right. Just be careful out there. That's all I can tell you. Because the coronavirus is still alive and hitting some of these smaller rural counties pretty hard right now. 7:41, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is going to be coming up here in a few minutes talking about a look at minority-owned businesses. Keep it here, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.